Welcome to Let's Talk Pella. I'm Justin Webster, and I'm joined today by three members of the Tool of Time Steering Committee, Susan Canfield, Amy Van Haften, and Brenda Versteeg.
All right, ladies, so it's great to have you on the program, and we're less than 2 weeks away, really. We're just about a week away from Tulip Time, and there's some things we need to remember when we have this many people come to town. Amy, let's start with you. What are some of the things that come to mind that maybe we just need a refresher on with the incoming guests?
Well, I just want to remind our Pella citizens to be extra welcoming and kind to our guests that are coming to town, that we appreciate them coming to celebrate with us, and we just want everybody to have a good time.
And Susan, the more we can keep people happy and comfortable, the more money they're probably going to spend here in the community as well, which is always a good thing.
That is very true. And we know it is frustrating with all the traffic and all the tourists, but it's exciting too. And there's a lot of things everyone can do. And even if you don't realize it, there are a lot of streets that are open, like East 3rd Street is open, Liberty Street is open east of East 2nd. Union Street is open, so there are ways to get around town. We just ask you to please be patient and please don't go through the barricades. They're there for safety reasons and to keep, we have lots of little kids in the parade area, and that's why the ropes are there, to protect those children, to protect our children and our families. So just thanks for respecting that.
Thanks in advance. And we've had some issues in the past, have we not, Brenda, where people kind of think that these barricades are a suggestion, and there's people there who could be in harm's way if people just run right through them.
Yes, we have a group that actually takes care of the ropes, and I'm wanting them to stay safe also. We had the last year that a couple times people would purposely run through the rope. So, you know, just to be courteous of the of even the rope holders.
All right, and we'll come back to you, Amy. There's a lot of things going on with Tulip Time. I know that there's some just general things that we want to remind people of besides safety. What are some things? I know we've been talking about making sure we get enough citizens out there to support it locally. So remind people, why do they need to themselves not go into hiding for 3 days?
Well, we do want everyone to come out and support the groups that have food booths, and this is their way to make some money, and a lot of the money goes toward mission and mission trips, and some nonprofit groups in town really benefit from Tulip Time, so we want everybody to come out and support them.
Brenda, what do you think is the most positive thing you see? You're part of the Tulip Time Steering Committee, so what is something that all this hard work makes it pay off for you when we get to the 3 days and everyone seems to be so happy?
You know, what I really enjoy is just the people that come and the smiling, and just when we get done at the end of the day and you have a chance to hear what people say about our town and our community and the volunteers, I think that in itself is something to be very, very proud of.
Susan, let's bring you back in here. What are some goals that you guys have? I know you're always trying to make it better. So what are some, even if it's not a number goal, what are some general things that you guys hope to improve on over the years?
The more we can improve on communication within just the committee and within the town, getting the word out, what's open, what's closed, new ideas. Last year, one of the committee members, Dick Redman, came up with a number of new ideas for Dutch demonstrations, and those have become really popular. So just as we continue to grow, getting new citizens involved and getting them Dutch costumes and involved in volunteering, because, you know, some of our volunteers have done it for many, many years and are going to be turning over the reins to new people. So it's exciting when new people say they want to become involved at Tulip Time.
Well, we'd love to get new people involved. Brenda, let's remind people, maybe it's too late for this year, obviously a week away, but if we want to get people on the steering committee next year, how do they get involved? And if people just want to volunteer this year, how do we get them involved?
I would say just to contact one of the steering committee members or the historical. They will plug you in wherever you, most of the time, where you want to be or where we need you to be.
And Amy, how do we get people? I know there's a lot of people looking for volunteers. Who all needs volunteers that you're aware of, and how do people get involved?
Well, I know that the Pella Historical Society is still looking for volunteers. They have lots of tourists that come in and visit the society, and they can plug you in a lot of different places, even just for a short amount of time. If you have just a few hours, they can find a job for you.
And I know the Opera House is always looking for people, similar thing. This is kind of fun, and this might be our last chance to talk. So what's your favorite thing? If someone's hearing this new, has never been to Tulip Time, what's your favorite thing? Whether it be Poffergies or the people, what's your favorite thing? We'll start with you, Brenda.
I would probably say the people. I love seeing all the, and even the kids and the elderly. You know, they really, really think that we have a special town.
Right, and you, Susan?
One of my favorite things is getting up to the square early in the morning and just the number of volunteers that are already ready to greet our guests. And don't ever forget to have a Stroop waffle.
Amy, we'll wrap up with you. What's your favorite thing about Tulip Time?
I guess my favorite thing, I just love to watch the kids and their smiling faces and to see how much fun they're having, whether they're in the parade or Dutch dancing or just goofing off in the park. So that's probably my favorite thing.
Thanks for keeping us updated, ladies. We'll see you out at Tulip Time, where looks like the flowers are going to be the way we need them to be so everyone can be happy and have a great time and spend lots of money. Thanks, Amy.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Susan.
Thanks, Justin.
Thanks, Brenda.
Thanks so much.
And that's today's Let's Talk Pella. Thanks again to our guests, Amy, Brenda, and Susan, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's local news and information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.